Good morning, what was it? Earthbending students.
Welcome to Unfocused. I'm T.
I'm AJ Twist. This is episode 278.
And this is the Wingull episode.
Oh shit, we're flying.
Wingull is surprise, motherfucker, the seagull Pokemon.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Damn, I'm getting pretty close to that.
Wait, he's the what?
The seagull Pokemon. Which doesn't make any sense because seagulls shouldn't exist.
True.
Wow. Actually, that does open a whole flood of questions.
So does that mean actually the Wingull Pokemon?
No, because that's weird. Dude. Right? Isn't that repetitive?
Like, is it?
Because that's like saying what came first, the chicken or the egg. Like, he can't be the... Wingull can't be the Wingull Pokemon.
But he is.
But no, he's a seagull Pokemon.
But there's no seagulls.
But we don't... Apparently there are, you know? Or maybe they heard myths of seagulls and they think he's like as close thing as there could be.
Maybe.
I'm going to look into him. Actually, I'm going to look into him right now. All right, well...
That's like calling Meowth the cat Pokemon.
It is like that.
There's no cats.
It's kind of offensive.
It's either a Meowth or a Growlithe, you know?
Keen eye on hydration. Nothing really special to say.
His abilities.
I don't really see a...
He flies in the air over bays.
It even goes further. Wingull is a small white Pokemon similar to a seagull.
Anyway. We're just going in circles now.
I'm like, what the fuck, man? All right, well, this is the podcast where we talk about video games, comics, animes, and, like, I guess stupid shit that distracts us like that.
So that's why it's called Unfocused.
Yes, exactly. That was the heart of the series that you guys just witnessed right there. But we also, another heart of the series that you guys are about to witness is the Unfocused Weeks.
That's right. AJ? And that takes place after we tell you to, like, watch us live on twitch.tv/closer28. Also, maybe on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast.
Hey, or email us at... No, wait. That's good enough for now, right?
That's good enough for now.
All right, go ahead.
But you can do that, too. Even during the show, you can do that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Unfocused Weeks. So, you know how I do. Chilling. I watch Adventure Time. Oh. More of that.
Yeah, how far are you now? You're probably in the second series, the new series, right? With a different subtitle under it?
What the fuck? The subtitles?
There's like a new series with a Adventure Time something?
No. Okay. What the fuck? Is that a thing?
Oh, fuck. Never mind. Continue.
We just found out there's like 10 seasons, and I was like, maybe like 8 or something. I'm guessing it's 10, though. And we're just like barely in season 4 or 5. And I was like, that we're almost done. Because that shit started to get a little too serious. I was like, okay, this is coming to an end. No, not even.
I heard it goes up and down like that from now on.
Okay. And then also I noticed this season has a lot more BMO in it. So BMO's had a lot more spotlight. BMO gets like his or her own episodes sometimes. And yeah, it's pretty crazy. And then aside from that, I didn't watch any new Sonic. I haven't read anything. Saw that new Netflix animated movie, Over the Moon. Have you seen that? Or heard of it? No?
No, what's that?
I keep seeing ads for it. I got bus stops and stuff. It's just an animated movie based off Chinese lore with the moon chick and something about... It's about a family and, you know... And getting a new family and stuff like that. It takes place like super serious. It's like all real life shit going on. Girl growing up, learning these stories from her mom and all that. And all of a sudden, they're fucking on the moon in some weird universe. All of a sudden, I was like, what the fuck just happened? And then they come back. And I was like, that's weird. And then they try to be Disney-like too because they're throwing a lot of music in there. It's a cool movie. It's nice and everything, but... Yeah,
it
was.
Love it.
It wasn't like I don't know. I expected something more crazier, but it's super like I feel like I've seen something like that before. You know,
they're just kind of like rehashing old ideas, basically.
It's not even that. Like I've never heard this type of story before, but it just seems I don't know. But like they're on that Disney Pixar vibe. I can tell they're just trying to go in that direction, but the story I don't know felt like a little rushed. I guess you can say. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's cool though. I recommend checking it out. And just. Was something that, okay, yeah, I saw it. I'm not mad that I saw it. It's all right. So I saw that. It's on Netflix. And then, what else did I see? Something else I wanted to mention. Oh, playing Rocket League. Just did that right now.
Oh, yeah.
You guys saw it here.
He's got a win right here.
Yeah, man. All types of wins. And then also, where is it at?
Oh, you caught a new Pokemon too this week?
No, I didn't caught a new Pokemon. I got this this charger for it. Looks like a little...
It's like a Poke Healer, the thing you find in the store. In the, not in the store, in the...
Poke Center.
Poke Center, yeah. Dun,
And so I just got this to charge my Pokeball. When you put it on here.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's it? And it's charged?
No, it's not completely charged.
Oh, I was like, damn.
Imagine that'd be sick.
I was like, man.
I'm not sure how long it takes to charge, but it'll be charging.
As long as that doesn't happen.
I realize right now that shit's pretty light. What I like about this, though, is that this little piece on here that goes in the back of the Pokeball. So this is the Pokeball Plus. For those of you who don't know, it's like a half Joy-Con controller. And it works only with like Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu, Let's Go Eevee, but it also connects to your Pokemon Go, so you can use it as a, you know, Go Plus. On the very back of the ball is where you plug in your USB cable to charge it, right? And I was like, how's it going to sit in here? Because it's not sitting on the bottom. The charger's not on the bottom of it. It's sitting on the back of it. But they have this crazy little thing that plugs into the back of it. So then you can sit it on the charger and it charges. And just the way this was made was fucking amazing to me. Because the back of, you pull open this cover. It's this hard cover too. So you don't want to lose it. Otherwise, it's not going to be a ball shape anymore. It's going to have this big hole in it. But it doesn't come out either. And it's like, this thing's going to be in the way when you put this thing attached to it. But it actually makes room for it so you can have that cover sit on the side. Like, I don't know. This is fucking some weird engineering right there that I was kind of into.
That drink is a Kirin, by the way. So I was asking what beer. It's a Kirin Ichiban.
So that was cool. Funny. I'm happy I got that shit.
You should incorporate that design into your next joystick you're going to make.
I don't know. That looks way too crazy. But yes, actually, I am kind of working on something similar to that.
What I said doesn't make sense, motherfucker.
No, I had to think about what you were talking about. I wasn't sure what you were talking about, but I'm not sure if we're talking about the same thing, but maybe we are. And that's it. I don't think I've done anything really.
Okay.
I was fucking around a lot of server shit. That's why that shit was fun.
All right, for
but
me.
That's for a different show.
I watched Project Power, which is that one on Netflix, with Jamie Foxx and Joseph Gordon-Levitt. It was real dope. It's about a drug that gives you superpowers. And
oh, cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It is a good show. It's a good movie. I don't know if there's going to be more, but I could imagine they're making more or a spinoff or something, but I think it's a good word.
Did you finish it?
Yeah, it was good. It was a good movie.
Oh, it's a movie.
Yeah, it's a movie.
So did it leave it kind of open toward the end where it could be? Or
I mean, they settle all the problems, but there's enough open characters and open plot lines that if they wanted to do more, they could. You know, it was really good. I like that. What else did I check out? I read the first issue of Moon Knight. Our friend Chris let me borrow it, and that was fucking great. I really, really liked it. I was like, damn, if I had to do the podcast, I would read more of this. I read like maybe 45 minutes ago or something like that. It was dope. Moon Knight was really, really fucking good. I finished Lovecraft Country, the last episode. Oh, sorry. Last episode came out maybe a week or two ago. It was good. It was a little weird, a little disappointing in some ways, but the actual point of it was good. Like, I could tell if the finale was good, but it was just some parts of it were like, I didn't really think that's how that was going to go down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, you know, but it was still a good show. I liked it a lot. I would watch it again. I feel like I'd pick up more maybe if I watched it again, too.
Mm-hmm.
Other things. What else did I check out? We played Soul Calibur, of course, like we always do.
Oh, yeah, that's right. There's some soul.
Yeah.
Some soul searching.
And
played some Guilty Gear.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Nice.
Didn't win.
I actually like Guilty Gear.
I gotta either figure out how Dizzy works now or just pick a new character. I don't really like Dizzy.
I never really liked Dizzy. She's a weird ass character.
She's kinda slow. And she's more like a zoner than anything else.
Yeah. Other than that,
I feel like anyways, I don't know. Prove me wrong, someone, please.
I think that's about all the main stuff I did. Splatoon, I've been playing some Splatoon here and there.
I think I did play some Splatoon the other day, a little bit. Good times. I picked up my treat shirt. Bought it.
Nice. Yeah, me too.
Play some more Pokemon. Trying to finish that that first part of the DLC, because the second part just dropped. So I haven't seen the new island yet, but I've been doing all the old shit. Man, okay. So, back to my unfocused week.
You didn't take over my unfocused week?
I just remember some shit right now. It fucking pissed me off. So, I have this new Pokemon that's for the DLC. His name's Kubfu. He's this little teddy bear looking guy with a headband. Looks like Ryu and shit, right? He looks like Kon from freaking...
from Bleach.
From Bleach, yeah. With a headband, though. And he's a fighting type, right? And then he's gifted to you, and you're supposed to train him and become friends with him and shit, right? And then you go back and talk to the guy that gave it to you, and then he tells you, okay, you need to go to one of these two towers and, you know, fight over there. And the two towers, I'm pretty sure they will determine what he will evolve into, because he has two different branches of evolutions. And I went to one of them, and I talked to the guy at the door there to let me in, and he's like, oh, yeah, you can Kung Fu our friends, you know, but you can only enter this dojo with only the Kung Fu. No one else on your party. I was like, what?
Oh, what?
And when I got this Kung Fu bitch, he's like level like 1 or some shit, right? And I had to train him up, and I got him to like level 40 so he can be decent in the area where everything else like 60 and shit.
Shit.
Yeah. And then he's like, oh, and also make sure that, you know, your Kung Fu is at least level 70, you know, to survive this challenge. I was like, what the heck? 70? I just barely got to 40. I don't got time to fucking train this dude to 70. So that pissed me off.
Wow. That's kind of annoying.
I guess I got to go do that now, though. Anyways, I'm done.
I guess I am, too.
All right. Twitter.com. It's Twitter.com. I guess it's Twitter.com/Unfocus28, but it's actually at Unfocus28 if you want to follow us on Twitter and tweet us on Twitter.
Or email us.
And email us,
at Unfocus@gmail.com.
Unfocuspodcast@gmail.com. Yeah. Or Unfocuspodcast on Instagram.
And we're available on Stitcher, right?
Stitcher and Google Podcasts and Apple Podcasts, or you can just go to collision28.com and see the various different places you can get us at, or collision28.com/Discord to join our Discord channel for some cool reason in the future. I don't know, make it happen, make it a thing there.
All right. That being said, let's get into the news.
Oh, there it is.
Okay.
This is the news.
Let's do it.
The news. He always agrees.
He's very agreeable. All right, so what show we kick off? You want to kick off, AJ?
Sure. We got some little pieces of news going on here. Like, I was talking about Joy-Cons a couple weeks ago, how they're going on sale, or not sale, but their Nintendo was dropping the price in Japan.
Yeah.
Well, they finally came out and told us they're dropping the price here in America, too.
Nice.
So starting November 9th, you can also buy, I don't think you were able to do this before, but you can buy a single Joy-Con, so not a pair, but just one single Joy-Con for $40 here in the U.S. And the only ones that are going to be available on November 9th are going to be either a blue left Joy-Con or a red right Joy-Con. Do you remember what color your Joy-Cons are? I know you had the blue and red scheme, right?
Yeah, blue-red scheme. There's an all-black scheme.
Yeah, but which one is left and which one's right? The blue or the red?
The blue's left and red's right.
So it's just on the same thing then. I was hoping you can have two blue ones or two red ones. Because, like, oh, now the red one is right, and now the left one's blue. You know, that'd be cool.
That would be kind of cool.
And then you can have just one solid blue or solid red. But I guess it ain't like that. But, yeah, so that's a thing. November 9th, you can start finding those in the stores and all that. Single Joy-Cons. So if you have a, you know, bad Joy-Con that's just not working anymore and you don't want to buy a pair for, like, $80, well, now you can just buy one for $40.
Okay. That being said... other news, updates about Justice League Snyder Cut, you know, the much talked about famed Snyder Cut.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently Jared Leto will be coming back to reprise his role as the Joker, which is a surprise because some people fucking hate that Joker.
He's aight.
I didn't really like him, but I didn't specifically hate him. I was just like, that's kind of whack, and I just moved on
with
my life.
He's just fucking different. That's all.
I mean, all of them are different, but his is like, I don't know. It's a weird feeling, but the one thing I do hope that we get out of that is maybe we'll get to see what he did to Robin.
Ooh,
maybe that'd be cool if we saw that in a flashback, because I don't know how much time they have to actually focus on him.
And a Snyder Cut, they got all week.
Yeah, right. This guy's like, it's gonna be like 4 episodes or something like that.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. But yeah, so I thought it was interesting. Jared Leto will be coming back as Joker, so there could be a future for him in the movies of DC after all. I felt like they kind of scratched him for a minute, but I guess not.
Okay, yeah, that's cool. So, speaking of comics, too, because we were talking about that earlier, because you're reading comics, right, or something?
Something like that. Sounds about right.
Oh, my bad.
Sounds
wrong
like
button.
Me.
So, Sonic the Hedgehog. I read the Sonic the Hedgehog, right? IDW comics and all that. They're coming out with their hardcover. what do you call it when they're a bunch of comics in one? Like trade?
Trade, yeah.
Yeah, there's going to be a hardcover trade coming out sometime next year, having the first 12 issues of the new IDW series. So if you like, if you thinking about it, but you never really got onto it, and now you're like, oh, I want to get into the series, you know, maybe look at this hardcover compilation here. So that sounds cool. I'm not gonna get it because I already have all the single individual ones, so I got no reason to get this one. But I don't think this was supposed to be announced right away either. It was kind of leaked in a way by Amazon because there's a listing for it now on Amazon. So apparently, hey, like,
scroll
oh
down.
Shit.
Scroll down. That's fucking dope.
No, the
ring,
one.
The ring with the one. That's pretty cool.
Because it's number one.
It's like the way they do it. You know, the format yeah. for it is pretty tight. I guess number two will have Knuckles here and it'll be red scheme. Like, that'd
or
be cool.
Tails, probably.
A yellow
more
scheme.
Likely.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
All right.
But yeah, look out for those, I guess, coming out now. That's the thing to do, right?
Yeah. So apparently there's KFC makes fried chicken scented wood burning logs.
KFC, huh?
Yeah. And I was like, apparently this has been going on for 3 years. It's the third year in the row. They only do it for the holidays. And here's why we don't know about it. Walmart exclusive. Walmart has a lock on the exclusive rights.
Walmart. Too. Oh, Walmart. Like, what's Walmart?
That, exactly. Because you and I don't go to that shitty place. So we're just like,
Once in a while I go there just to see what's going on there. But yeah. That's interesting.
Well, you know, want to stroll there in the next month or so, you'll probably get your hands on these. They're $15.88 a set.
You know, it's I don't know what I would do with it though. But you know, what's crazy is like watching that show I like to watch, Forge and Fire, on History Channel, yeah. where they're always making knives and shit and forging shit from, you know, metal. So there's a commercial I see once in a while with it where they're selling their own knives now.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah. So they're cooking knives, and it says in the commercial, "Get yours now at Walmart for $15.99 or whatever," right? Mm-hmm. And guess what? I was at Target and I found them.
Really?
Yeah, so maybe the KFC shit. Well, he said exclusive, though. They never said exclusive. They just say, fine, yours at Walmart.
Yeah.
So I was like, one day I'm going to be at Walmart. I'm going to look for this knife. But I actually found it at fucking Target. So maybe you can find it at Target, but they said exclusive. So
yeah, this
mind.
One, they have a lockdown on the rights to it.
Damn, so. That's crazy. Yeah. So yeah, go buy your KFC. I guess you want to go to Walmart first and pick up your logs, and then go to KFC and pick up your bucket.
Because you want to make sure you have that one of those flames light up, you're gonna get hungry.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Why I'm never gonna buy this. I'm like, why would I want to start the fire? It's gonna make me hungry again. I'm like, nah, I'm good.
True.
But yeah, all right, AJ.
Animal Crossing, remember that game?
Heard of it?
Yeah, heard of it. It's an old game that came out like beginning of the, you know, 2020 pandemic and all that shit, right? You know, people played it for a little bit,
something like that.
Something
yeah.
like that. Well, if you missed your chance on playing it and buying it and all that, and actually, speaking of Target too, starting November 1st, you can get a free Animal Crossing themed journal if you buy the game. And this journal is exclusive to Target, so no one else is going to be selling this journal anywhere at all. But if you want to get one for free and you don't have the game yet, here's your chance to get a journal and the game.
Damn, son.
Yeah.
In a package.
Oh, man, this button don't work.
Surprise, motherfucker.
I am surprised that didn't work. I'm also upset. It was the same damn time, and there's nothing.
Damn.
That sucks. Oh, okay. I found something. Anyways.
All right. Another news?
But yeah, look out for this. November 1st at Target's near you. I think Carly wants to pick one up.
Yeah. Okay. She's going to want that number regardless.
Yeah, I told her. She's like, let's go right after work. I'm like, not until November 1st. Like, okay, Sunday we're going.
Huh,
I was like,
wow.
Damn, you already knew what fucking the first was, huh?
She's ready. All right, cool. So Warner Brothers and HBO Max released there's going to be a reboot of a cartoon we've seen before back in the day.
Is it reboot?
No, that'd be awesome. No, they fucked that up last time, remember?
Oh, they did do that, huh?
Yeah. HBO Max and Cartoon Network will both be getting this. And it's a reboot of Tiny Toons Adventure Luniversity.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Luniversity, huh?
Yeah. I don't know if that's a new name or if that was the old name.
That's the name of the school.
Yeah, yeah.
But and that was never a subtitle.
Oh, yeah. It's called Tiny Toons Luniversity now.
That's cool. All right.
And, yeah, you're right. The other one was called Tiny Toons Adventures before.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah, they're going to be returning to the Acme Luniversity in hopes of learning whatever it takes to become the next generation of Looney Tunes.
Isn't that what they were doing before?
Guess they're still doing it.
They haven't succeeded. They all failed.
Buster failed.
They had to go back.
I'm always going to remember this show, not only because the show was hilarious, but also because of the fucking Super NES game, Buster Bust Loose. That game was so dope.
Yeah, I've heard stuff about that.
I have it. You can play it anytime.
I would always remember the movie, How I Spent My Summer Vacation.
Mm-hmm.
That was a shit. I watched that shit so many times.
Is that them? Tiny Toons?
Tiny Toons, yeah. It was a Tiny Toons movie, yeah. And it's about them, like, after school, they all have their own summer vacation type of thing and kind of just follow what they're doing. You know, what's his name? Plucky and Ham go to... Happy World Land and Babs and Buster. I don't know what the fuck they did. They got lost somewhere. Elmira's over there chasing whatever animal.
The Sylvester kid?
Yeah, the cat or whatever. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Oh, the fucking creepiest thing I remember seeing that was she was like going through the jungle or whatever. She's like, oh, a kitty. And it was a leopard, right? And the leopard like, looked like it's about to attack her. And then she kind of just hugs it like she does. And then she kind of just grabs it by the tail and starts flinging it around. And the fucking leopard gets all scared and runs away. But she's holding on to it so hard that she rips the whole coat off of it. And she's like, ooh, cool, pajamas. And she turns to put them on.
You know what? I think I remember that. I did see this before. That sounds really familiar.
But I don't know. Something just like scared me about her after seeing that. I was like, damn, she took that dude's fucking clothes, his fur off, and is wearing it now. Like,
dude, that's pretty violent if you think about it.
I know, right? Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. But yeah, no, that's hopefully they bring some shit like that back.
Yeah.
It's a series, right? It's going to be a TV show, episodes and all that?
Yeah, episodes. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it too. It sounds pretty cool. There has not been a release date scheduled yet, but they did say Steven Spielberg will return as an executive producer again.
Oh, wow.
And, I think that's the main things we know about it.
Are we getting any returning voice actors, do we know? Or is it going to be getting to get some new voice actors?
No, I'm not sure about that part yet.
All right. Yeah. We'll find out. We'll figure it out when it happens, right?
Indeed. AJ?
All right. With some more, what should we call it? News. Switch news. So, Splatoon. Remember that game?
Never heard of it.
No?
Well, we were just talking about it.
It's this cool game that came out a couple years ago. And when it did come out, it also came with this cool Pro Controller. This is a Pro Controller, for y'all don't know. It's what I prefer to play Splatoon with because it's just nice and big and comfortable to play with. And mine's in black, of course, but they were selling a special Splatoon edition one where the grips on it were like green and pink, just like the Splatoon colors. I guess they stopped making it at some point, but they're bringing it back, but in a bundle. So if you don't also have Splatoon 2 already, but you're kind of down to try it, actually, this is only in Japan so far as we know, but Japan is going to be releasing a Splatoon 2 plus Splatoon 2 Pro Controller bundle on November 20th. A.K.A. 20th of November. 20 November? 20 November.
Damn, okay. That's pretty cool.
Is Spielberg also involved in the new Animaniacs reboot? I don't think he was ever part of that, was he?
I don't think so. I don't remember him being part of that.
Yeah, I don't remember. Yeah, because his name was always attached to Tiny Toons. I know that. I don't think his name was attached to Animaniacs. However, though, Steven Spielberg, did he who did Jurassic Park? Was that him?
No, he was attached to Animaniacs. Yes, he was.
He was?
Yeah, he was a producer of Animaniacs for sure. Steven Spielberg.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't remember. Didn't he cameo a couple times?
Yeah, he even showed up in there a couple times. Like, he was a cartoon version of himself and they were talking shit to him or whatever, you know.
Is he attached to the reboot?
I don't know. About the Animaniacs one? I don't remember. I'm sure he is. It's all Warner Brothers, so maybe.
Maybe. I don't know.
Those red vines.
You want a red vine?
Yeah,
yeah, man.
My turn? Or are you done?
Go get this shit. I hope it comes out in America. Okay, your turn. All
right. Marvel's, thank you, finally going to make a Days of Future Past prequel comic. A comic, you know, if you didn't know about the Days of Future Past comic, it's a comic about the fucked up future that the X-Men end up living in, this dystopian world where only a few of them are alive.
Did they base the movie off that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a movie loosely based off of that. Really
damn,
good.
Damn, loosely.
Yeah, very loosely. But there will be a 20-page prequel made by it. Chris Claremont himself will actually be helping with it, and Salvador La Roca. Yeah, they're going to be making this together. It's actually going to tell you about how the X-Men, but, you know, got fucked up and how mutants got taken over and how the government started, you know, even fucking killing superheroes at some point because they considered them a threat. Yeah, it's just a really cool past that we never really got the details on and now we're going to get.
That wasn't already a comic?
Oh, not to tell you how it happened. It's just kind of they jumped you into that future and it was all fucked up and the superheroes
were
all
gone. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, so we're finally going to get that. I'm down with that. Like, I think people wanted that for a long time. And Chris Claremont's attached to it, one of the original writers of the new X-Men.
Okay.
New X-Men is where they introduce Wolverine, Storm, Colossus.
Oh, okay, cool.
Nightcrawler, Banshee, all those fools. Yeah, this is the original writer for that, and he's helping with this. Yeah, so keep your eyes open for that. It's going to hit comic stores We don't know when, but it's coming.
Soon, coming soon.
Oh, March 2021. Oh,
okay. That's what I figured too, actually.
Sounds like a next year project, huh?
It does.
Mm-hmm. That being said, AJ?
When is this coming out? I don't think I have a date for this. But Netflix and Ubisoft are hanging out, having, you know, beers together, whatever, talking and stuff, right? Shooting down some ideas. And I guess they're talking about putting out a Assassin's Creed series on Netflix. I think they have, like, a whole list of things they want to try doing. They're talking about doing, let's see, an agreement to create dynamic stories with global mass appeal for adaptations of live-action, animated, and anime series. So, not just one type of series, Assassin's Creed, which I think is going to be live-action based, but they also want to dig into their other IPs probably and make one of them animated, maybe something anime-like based off their Ubisoft. What does Ubisoft also do? Like, Rayman, I think, is a thing, right? Is that,
yeah,
is that Ubisoft?
Yeah. Who's the little bone guy?
The rabbits.
Who's the little bone guy? That's
what she said.
What's his name? He's one of the PlayStation. He has his PlayStation game.
I don't know what else Ubisoft does. I can't think of it right now.
I can't think of it either. But there's a guy. He has something to do with bones.
Okay. Well, that the bone guy, might get a cartoon. Who knows? All I can think is Rayman. I don't know why. Everything else that I can think of that's Ubisoft is always like
Spyro. Spyro owns Ubisoft, right? No, Ubisoft owns Spyro, right?
I don't think so.
Sure.
Maybe, but I kind of doubt it. But when I think Ubisoft, I think of Tetris Worlds.
Yeah, that's true.
And like other like third party like IPs, like I think Turtles was Ubisoft for a little bit and all that. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So I don't know what else they're going to do, but Assassin's Creed is definitely something. They had a failed movie too, right? A couple of years ago. I'm not sure if it failed, but I didn't remember hearing good things about Assassin's
about
Creed,
what?
The movie.
Oh yeah, they did. It wasn't good. With Fassbender. That was the point I was going to make. If there's anything they make is going to be better than the movie.
Well, hopefully it is, because Netflix is involved.
Yeah, they usually don't fuck it up too bad.
Usually.
Especially when there's something made of a version of it beforehand.
Yeah.
They usually make sure to nail it the second time.
Yeah.
And look.
Avatar. I hope.
Yeah,
Look out for that in the future. No date yet. They're talking about it. That might be the first thing coming out, Assassin's Creed. Okay. Which they could do a lot with, because there's a lot of Assassin's Creed games, and they all take place in different time periods. So
yeah,
they could do a lot with that.
You can go through different timelines to all tell the one big story.
It's going
to
be live action, though.
That's cool.
I guess.
They can switch the assassin, you know?
Different actors every time,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like, because they're further in the future, or maybe then, go backwards sometime.
Usually the Assassin's Creed is all in the past.
Yeah.
Usually they're set to different time periods and different type of actual real-life events, like different revolutions.
And world-changing places.
Yeah. And they used to do stuff like that.
Yeah, when are they going to do one in our time? That'd be cool as fuck.
That'd be interesting.
All right.
Imagine 9/11.
Oh, that's that'd be crazy. Okay. Something we talked about last week. There's some more news. I guess things are really happening with this. Power Rangers the movie by Hasbro.
Okay.
So apparently,
what else do we know?
They've tapped Brian Edward Hill to be their big screen producer for the movie. And the reason this guy is cool, he's the one who did Titans. You haven't seen Titans yet, but it's a live action. It's going to be on HBO Max in a few days.
Wow.
I highly recommend you watch that when it comes there. It's so good. But he's the one who basically brought Teen Titans to a serious live-action drama situation, you know, where there's real killing and real stories, like in real, like...
And fuck Batman.
Yeah, fuck Batman. That's the one, yeah. And that show's really fucking good, which season 3 of that's going to drop pretty soon.
Season 3 already? Shit.
Yeah, 1 and 2 are already out.
And that long already, huh?
Yeah, it's good, man. It's a good show.
Crazy.
But yeah, so this guy who does the Titans show will be producing this, so I'm assuming he's going to be real good at making it feel maybe a little more grounded, a little bit more real, but still...
A little gritty maybe, too.
But you know what? The costumes are still accurate. That's the best part about his thing.
That's cool.
Even though, no matter how, like, grounded and real it is, they wear the real fucking outfits, you know? And you're like, fuck yeah. You're like, finally somebody did that, you know?
You got to do that for real, though, because if you want to take the footage from the actual Japanese footage, you know, you got to make sure that matches. So...
True.
You kind of have to do that.
Yeah, you know, but like he does it with the DC stuff, you know, DC stuff is never like kind of changing the costume to make them look cool and modern, but like he actually keeps it to the feel of it, you know?
That's cool.
So I trust him with the idea of how the Power Rangers are going to look, so.
All right.
Yeah, so their project's getting stronger and stronger.
Is it going to be involved in that TV? It wasn't supposed to be like a TV series connected to a movie.
It would also have a TV series that's going to connect to it. That's the same thing.
Is he connected to it too?
No, they're only talking about him for the movie right now.
Okay.
But yeah, and another connected piece of news: Titans has actually been greenlit for season 4. Before season 3 even came out.
Damn.
So that must mean it's doing okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, so there will be more Titans, you guys. It continues even after whatever you're going to see in the next few days of the show.
Nice.
So I'm pretty excited about that. All right, AJ, some news?
Yeah, I'm actually already running low on news.
Well, actually, you know what? Let's just do the segment for now.
But yeah, we're gonna shoot you over to WAGS, so I don't use up all my stories right now.
Yeah, we'll be back after these messages, guys. Enjoy WAGS' show.
Yeah, enjoy WAGS. I'm not sure what he's going to talk about this week. I'm not even sure how long this video is.
I never know.
I usually know.
Welcome back to another weekly roundup.
What up,
You're
man?
Probably wondering why I'm dressed as a ninja.
Oh,
well,
shit.
It's Halloween week, so I thought I'd get in the spirit of things. And clearly, fuck. I am a ninja.
Damn, we fucked up.
Thanks for making us look like jackasses.
For fans of John Wick, Diamond Select has released their second John Wick figure. And this is from John Wick 2, I believe. This is called the Tactical John Wick. And there's actually 3 versions out of this figure. It's the same figure, but it comes with different accessories depending on the version that you get. So what Diamond Select has been doing a lot recently is having a Walgreens exclusive version and then their standard release version. And the Walgreens version is usually a stripped down version where it's just the basic figure with a few minor accessories. And once in a while, sometimes there'll be some kind of change to the figure itself, but not often. And then the second one is the standard release, but this time they're doing a third deluxe release, and I believe that's actually exclusive to Entertainment Earth. So let's break down 3 different versions of it that are out at the moment. So the Walgreens version comes in a kind of sweet looking box. I actually really like the Walgreens versions for a lot of their Diamond Select releases because they come in like really easy to display boxes. And you can open them and close them again. And this version comes with 2 different pistols. I'm not a gun aficionado or expert at all, so I can't tell you what the guns are. But it comes with 2 pistols and 2
longer
ammo
guns.
Clips that you can hold for some reason. And then the standard Diamond Select base, which is like a solid black base. And then nothing else. The retail release, the standard release, in the original promotional shots for the figure, it is shown to come with a coin, the Rottweiler dog that he owns, like some kind of heavy machine gun type thing with a scope, a hand with a pencil in it, because you know he's
oh the dog eye. That's sad.
Some coins, a little box with a handgun
Damn.
Inside of it, and then a bigger box that the machine gun fits into it with a strap that you can kind of carry.
Which dog
that
was
it? Was shown in the promotional shot, and that's even shown on the
okay.
back of the packaging too.
The first dog
but
was
what the final release came with, and it's funny that it still shows that on the back of the box, but what the actual figure came with was an extra hand that holds a coin, and instead of the large suitcase that has the strap that carries the machine, instead of that you get a tactical belt that you wrap around his waist. So I don't know why they decided to change that last minute. I don't know, maybe to be more movie accurate. I don't know. Anyways, I hear it's really hard to get that tactical belt on. And the third final release comes with a handgun, and it comes with a coin, and then it comes with this big box. I think it's from the first movie. That
yeah,
comes with
all
these guns stuffed inside of it.
He has under
a little tray
cement.
With a bunch of different kind of handguns. And then another little tray that has a bunch of gold in it. So tell me what it's from. Is it from part one or is it from part
yes.
two?
Yes, part
one. I'm a little confused about that. Anyways, I went with the Walgreens release because it's a lot cheaper. $16. Can't beat that. So for our second piece of news, for Avatar
wow.
fans out there, Diamond Select, I know, again, Diamond Select is releasing Wave 2 of their Avatar series. And Wave 2 consists of Aang in his Season 1 outfit and the crazy lady. What's her name? Sister?
Azula.
Wave
Named
1
after Azulon,
of 3
actually.
Figures.
Yes.
That's along with 4 Walgreens exclusive versions of those figures. So
Where's
a total
Zula?
Of 7 figures to collect
oh,
in
okay.
the first wave. And Wave 2 has Aang. The
breathe.
Standard release is Aang with his hang glider and a really goofy, happy face.
That's him.
While the Walgreens version
him.
Is
True.
Aang with a happy face, not as
side.
Goofy, no mouth open.
Should have came with
and
a
he
penguin.
Comes with like a simple
For
wind
reals.
Effect. That's a swappable hand part. While Azula...
Zula.
Well, Azula is a little bit harder to pin down. Now, promotional images have shown her with a big lightning effect that kind of wraps around her hand.
That's cool.
And a white stand. And another image shows her shooting a lightning bolt from her fingertips. But I couldn't find any in-hand images of the figure at all. And the only thing I could find was her with some weird kind of lightning effect or fire effect. I think it's fire.
It's that
kind
of spans
out. It's her blue fire.
So, yeah,
blue fire. But again, I'm not completely sure.
Maybe the two versions. Maybe a fire version and a lightning version.
Mm. And I don't know the differences between the retail and the Waldorf version.
Oh, damn.
No, I want Toph.
Diamond Select is really bad when it comes to their promotional imaging and their what you actually get in the box at the end of the day. So that sucks. So for fans of Avatar, Azula and Anger Out, McFarlane has announced the acquisition of the rights to make Avatar the Last Airbender and Korra toys. This should in no way impact Diamond Select's license with Avatar. I mean, McFarlane does make larger scale figures, so they might kind of end up at the same scale, which I would, you know, that would be the best scenario for them to end up at the same scale. I'm really curious to see how this will end up. McFarlane may end up just being the better choice because Diamond Select has some issues with posability. That was like my big thing for them. It's just that they kind of suck when it comes to articulation. So, you know, it might be a good thing. I'm not a fan of Korra. Guess who I am now? I'm gonna be
Nice.
Astro Meeple Dead. Come on, guys. Anyways,
so y'all for our last failed.
Piece of news, so I don't know if you guys have heard of the company Loyal Subjects. They make a bunch of 3-inch action vinyl figures, and they're getting into the action figure business. So they're going from non-posable vinyls to full-on action figures. Best Action is the name of their new action figure toy line, and they have an absurd amount of licenses. I don't know how they got them so quick. Anyway, so they're releasing figures at the 1/15 scale. That's about 5 inches. It's closer to being in scale with old 90s Marvel figures than anything else. Too tall for Star Wars figures, too short for Marvel Legends. I like to collect figures that are in scale with each other. The price is nice. It's $15.99.
Dumbledore?
Cheaper than Marvel Legends, more expensive than Star Wars 3.5-inch figures. I haven't seen figures that cheap in a long time. Remember when they used to be like $8?
Mm-hmm.
By Grimlock. So some of the licenses that they have, I'll name them off at the moment, are Full Metal Alchemist, Naruto Shippuden, Cowboy Bebop, let's see, AC/DC, Kiss, Guns N' Roses. Yeah, they have music stuff. Isn't that hilarious? Big Trouble in Little China and Lord of the Rings. Oh, and let's not forget Napoleon Dynamite. Hey, you're on the keyboard. That's nice. And just
Spike.
Looking at them, they look kind of cheap. Be gone, you. I'm not too particularly impressed by the sculpts.
Sword of Gryffindor.
I am impressed by the amount of licenses that they have under their belt, though. So,
there's no weapons.
It's a toss-up for me. I don't think I'll be collecting this line, but at the same time, they have a lot of licenses. I enjoy. I like. Like I love Lord of the Rings. Although compared to the original Toy Biz line, that's the same scale. Toy Biz has them beat. Honestly, this is their best foot forward too, because these are prototype shots, and prototype shots are usually hand painted, and they look their best here at this point. And then you get the mass release version, and it's not as pretty. Right now, they're available at Walmart. Eventually, they'll be available at GameStop.
Speaking of Walmart,
Hot Topic. Damn, they always get the good deals.
Those are just some of the lines that are out now, but they also have their hands in Gremlins. So Gizmo and Stripe will be two figures that they'll be releasing. Buffy and Angel. Death Note. I would be down for a light or an L, depending on how well they do it. Starship Troopers. Wow, Ozzy Osbourne. And then I saved this one for last for you guys, especially Ninja Turtles and Avatar: The Last Airbender. So that makes three companies right now that have the license for Avatar. So pick your poison. If you want to go the cheaper budget route, I would go Best Action, $15.99, Avatar. McFarlane. I haven't seen anything that they've released yet. And then Diamond Select. Well, that'll do it for the action figure news. Tell me what you guys think of the Best Action series. There's a Spike Spiegel and a Vicious in this. Vicious looks not too bad. Yeah,
I didn't see Vicious.
I saw Spike.
Yeah,
that's
I
cool.
saw Spike. Has Will been working out?
It looks like it.
Right,
Will looks kind of buff. Man, I don't know if that's just the Ash look from Evil Dead.
Maybe, I don't know. But I'm down for those Avatar figures for sure, though. I have Katara and Aang, and I chose not to get Zuko because his face looks too stupid.
There's seven.
Now there's more now. Now it looks like he saw, what's his name, too. There was Toph, there was Azula, and then there was a freaking Fire Lord. What's his name?
Ozai,
yeah. So, Toph says kind of looks too big. You think so? It's all that hair, that's why.
Her.
Lord Mark Hamill, is that what you call him?
Chibi Wags, thank you for bringing the Halloween vibes for us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, kind of forgot that was the thing that was coming up soon.
I didn't.
Oh, shit.
Back to news?
All right, then let's do that. This button. Okay! This is the news. And Walmart came up again.
Dude, I'm scared Walmart's going to keep coming up. All right. I don't know if anyone's following the horror show Creep Show. It comes out on Shudder, which is the horror streaming service. It's supposed to be really good. I haven't gotten to it. I think it's made off of an old movie that was existing before called Creep Show, but like they rebooted it. And supposedly it's really good, but season 2 was going to drop, and then the virus happened, so they had to stop the production. So people weren't going to get in by Halloween, which they were really expecting to. However, to make up for this, the creators made sure that we're getting an animated Creepshow special. I don't know how long it's going to be exactly, but it will drop on Halloween Day. Oh, I'm sorry, no. It'll drop October 29th. I believe that's tomorrow. Yeah, this will be out tomorrow on Shudder. So if you want to check it out, you'll get some more details there when you actually watch it. It was made by showrunner Greg Nicotero, and yeah, keep an eye out for it. It looks like it's gonna follow the creepy form of the rest of it. It looks gross and shit just like that, so you guys might want to check it out. Creep Show animated special. You may not get your season 2 till like next year, but you'll get this. AJ,
it's creepy, man.
Yeah, it looks cool.
Tomb Raider had a movie came out a couple of years ago, right?
Oh yeah,
2018. Heard it was pretty good. I haven't seen it. I've been trying not to see it because when I saw trailers for it, it looked exactly like the game.
I heard it was just okay, and I heard it had a lot of references to that game, right?
I'm assuming it's like retelling the game, mm-hmm. which I was kind of playing the game. I can't just straight up play it though, because it makes me motion sick, and I also suck at shooters like that. But 2's coming out soon.
Oh, really?
It's supposed to be coming out March 2021, but because of the pandemic and everything, it's getting pushed to July 2021. So okay. Partly for being able to shoot everything, too, because they got slowed down on doing all that. So if anyone's interested in about, second Tomb Raider movie, yeah, it's still coming, just later than we expected. As most things, right? Anyways,
yep.
And that one I'm not going to watch either because I haven't even beat the first game yet. So, not even going to be able to watch that one. But I want to see it, though.
All right. Other thing. So, you ever seen that claymation or that stop-motion Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer special?
You know, I've never actually... I've always seen of it. Like, I've seen, like, commercials based off of it and stuff like that. But I've never sat down and watched it before.
They're pretty good. They're entertaining for kids and stuff. They're kind of nice just having the background mm-hmm. where you're doing shit in Christmas or whatever.
Right.
But the crazy thing is that... there's a little... They actually had real puppet figures they were using for that whole thing because that's how they used to do it back in the day, you know?
Yeah, kind of how, like, they did, like, Nightmare Before Christmas, and there was that, what else was there? That Mr. Fox something that came out, like, I don't know, like, 10 years ago by now? Stuff like that, all animation. Oh, they did a lot, but I'm thinking of more stuff now, like the Box Trolls and...
Yeah, Box Trolls, too,
that's
yeah.
another one, yeah. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that.
Yeah, so... well, guess what? These are the original copies from 1964.
Fantastic, Mr. Fox's. Taiji corrected me there. Wait, this is from when?
1964. These are the original puppets.
That's crazy. These must be worth money.
Speaking of that, they're going for auction on Ooh. eBay.
Oh, what the fuck? eBay?
Yeah, here's what they said about it. Profiles in History is proud to announce two of the most iconic and rare puppets of all time, Rudolph and Santa from the 1964 classic Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. It will be going to sale November 13th in L.A. The film has not only become a classic, but a holiday tradition to baby boomers. Yeah, it's true. And this thing is an icon. It is worth some money. It's going to go on auction starting at $150,000. Or, I'm sorry, wait, maybe that's not... they'll be sold together an estimated $150,000 to $250,000. So that's the starting is 150. So they're guessing it might get up to 250,000, but you never know.
Yeah.
Shit could go fucking through that, like way past that. Could. Auctions get wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, damn, man, I didn't think something like this would be on sale, and I didn't realize how coveted something like this would be, but it kind of makes sense. Or that it
even existed still.
Yeah, I thought something like this, like maybe they gave it to their kid after the movie was over or something, and that was the end of it. You know?
Or it got put in a box somewhere and just forgotten about in some studio that ended up burning down.
Exactly, or in a museum or somewhere. That too, like, but damn, it's still around, and they're selling it now, and they're about to get fucking...
Looks like it's in pretty good condition, too, actually.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like it's all beat up or anything like that. Like, I was watching, I forgot what it was, some show somewhere, maybe Disney Plus, where they were talking about Nightmare Before Christmas, and some of the original, like producers behind the thing still had actual Jack and Sally all, like, still, like, in a box somewhere or on a shelf somewhere, like, just pieces they used from the actual movie, they still had them.
Damn.
So, and it's, a lot of it was falling apart, though, which is crazy, but to see this, something even older, you know, looking pretty good.
Yeah, that shit looks pretty good. It looks together. Like, if you picked it up, it wouldn't break. It wouldn't crumble on you.
Yeah, exactly. Not like the fucking Jack Skeleton shit that I was seeing.
But real quick, since you're low on news, can I tell another related?
Yeah.
Since you brought up the Jack Skeleton thing.
I gotta bring a bullshit.
Tim Burton is going to be attached to a new Addams Family project.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know if you guys knew that last year the Addams Family movie came out.
An animated one, yeah.
Yeah, no one really liked that much. I mean, it was okay, I guess, but no one really cared for it too much. It didn't get any hype or garner too much respect.
Mm-hmm.
But Tim Burton will be launching a new series, a live-action one, kind of like the old one.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and Tim Burton making it means it's going to be creepy and like dark.
And weird.
Yeah, and weird. I'm like, I'm down with this. This sounds good. And he's going to be the director. But the people running the show will be Alfred Goh and Miles Miller. And if these names sound familiar or if they don't, I'll tell you they're the guys who made the Smallville show. They were running the Smallville show for the first like 5 or 6 seasons.
Sounds cool.
And that's when the show was the best, the first like 5 seasons or so. Then it got weird because they fucking changed showrunners, you know? Mm. But yeah.
I got scared you were going to say, oh, these are the same guys from Game of Thrones. And I was like, no. Don't say it.
Adam's Family becomes like betrayal. And, that'd be funny. But yeah, so dude, I'm pretty hyped about this. Tim Burton and the runners from Smallville are going to be making an Addams Family show. Like, I'm pretty excited. That
sounds cool, yeah.
Could be at least fun. I don't know. There's no actual date on it, but I'm going to say you could probably expect it next year around this time, I would guess.
Will Johnny Depp be Gomez?
Damn, imagine. Antonio Banderas should be Gomez. Or was he already Gomez?
I don't think so, no.
No, yeah, he should be Gomez. Antonio Banderas. Or maybe Diego's actor should be Gomez.
Ooh.
All right, AJ, got some news for us?
Yeah, so something big that just happened the other day. Cyberpunk 2077, a game that people have been waiting for years, ever since Keanu Reeves came up on stage at E3 and all that. It got even just more hype based off of that, actually. But they put out a tweet saying that Cyberpunk 2077... is getting delayed by 21 days.
Ooh. Did you hear they're getting death threats about it?
Oh, man. I don't doubt it. But, yeah, it's supposed to be coming out, like, soon, like, in a couple of weeks, like mid-November. But it's now being pushed to December 10th. And the reasons behind it was that shipping stuff is going on. They want it to come out on all platforms at the exact same time. And they want to make sure they're all good, too. So they're currently kind of game testing this game on every system. And there's 9 systems, they said. There's Xbox One, Xbox One X, these are the Series X, and the Series S. These are the new gen consoles. PS4, PS4 Pro, PS5, PC, and Stadia. They got to test them on all this shit.
It's going to be everywhere. Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
so this is where it's coming out and everything. So yeah, so they're going to delay the game again. This thing was supposed to be out in March.
Damn.
And that didn't happen. And it got pushed some more. But then, you know, don't get upset. Once the game's out, everyone's going to forget that it was delayed 20 times, like most other games that were delayed in the past. Like Smash, wasn't Smash delayed a lot?
Yeah, it was.
And we forgot about that already, right? And then just to quote something Miyamoto said once, a delayed game is eventually good, but a rush game is forever bad.
Damn. Bars. That's fucking, that's fucking drop knowledge on motherfuckers right there.
So... stop bitching. This gives everyone extra time, though, to get that money to get a new next-gen system, a PS5, an Xbox Series X, or go find yourself a new graphics card. Get that, you know, RTX 3080, 3070, 3090, whatever. Now you have time to go find that. You have an extra 21 days to get it for this game.
Okay.
Just saying. That's the bright side if you wanted one, if you needed one.
Okay.
Me personally, I'm not. I don't care. I'm not getting this game. I know that.
All right. Fire Emblem, the game we never got. Fire Emblem 1.
No, the first one, huh?
The first one. Guess what? It's coming out.
Guess what? It does not have Marth in it.
Coming out. That's not Marth right there?
No, I'm just fucking with you. I was like, I'm pretty sure it probably did.
Yeah. But yeah.
I'm just fucking with you.
The first Fire Emblem game.
That's crazy. Back to the last story. 2077 was announced in 2013. Oh shit!
Wow.
Or 2014.
That sounds about right, though. I think I've been hearing about it for that long.
Yeah, I knew it was like rehyped though when Keanu Reeves came out on stage like 2 years ago.
They wanted
ago,
people
whatever.
To know they were serious about it. Yeah. That's why, like,
trailer. There was a trailer in 2012. That's crazy. It's been that long, huh? Anyways.
Yeah. So Fire Emblem's gonna be coming finally. Americans have never got to play this game. They never released it on the Famicom or the SNES here like they were going to, like they did in Japan. But yeah, it'll be available December 4th for $5.99 on the Switch. And then you can play this game. This game will only be available until March 31st, 2021. If you're the type of person that loves the additional physical copy, there is a special Fire Emblem 30th Anniversary Edition package that is going to be $50. Includes a stylized NES box, replica NES game, park art piece, a 222-page hardbound art book, and a download code for Fire Emblem 1, obviously the game we're talking about now. There's also an NES instruction manual for the title, fold-out world map, and a mini Nintendo Power Retro collectible. You can collect all of the previous coverage of the Fire Emblem franchise there. Yeah, so
is that all by Nintendo too?
That's all by Nintendo. This is all official, like Nintendo.
Damn.
Shit. Yeah. You can. I have pictures. Damn, I didn't know there were pictures of the fucking box. I would have put it on the podcast right now, but
that's cool. This shit's only available until March of next year, though. So again, they're putting a limit on games. That Mario 35, the freaking All Stars, 3D All Stars, and now this.
Yeah, another limit to
the
time.
Fuck.
Yeah.
That's weird. And also, like, I was expecting this to come out because this is originally NES, right?
NES, yeah.
So, like they did this already with a couple of games. We're not doing it to this, but they have the Nintendo NES Online thing and the SNES Online thing where it's just games that pop up there once in a while, right?
Yeah.
And there's already a couple of games that popped up on there that were never released in America here, but you can play them now through that. They're not doing that with this, which is crazy. Like, Star Fox 2 is on there.
I think this one's more highly coveted than Star Fox. They're taking advantage of it.
Star Fox 2 was never released.
No, but this was never released in America.
Not
right?
in America, but...
Americans were mad, and there was a huge mythology, because everyone's like, who the fuck are Marth and Roy?
Yeah, right?
And so it built up a huge presence for Fire Emblem in America, because they're like, hey, how come we didn't get it?
Yeah.
And then, like, so I feel like people have always been trying to catch up to that. I feel like why they make new Fire Emblem games, is because Americans were like, what the fuck, you know?
And so many now. Well, why don't they do this with Mother 3? Or whatever Mother game we didn't get.
Mother.
It was just original Mother?
Yeah, we got Mother... Oh, maybe it was Mother 3.
And there's one of the Mother Earthbound series that we didn't get.
Yeah.
But imagine if they did something like that, like with that whole bundle you're just talking about right
That'd
now. That'd be crazy.
Cool. I would buy that.
I'll look at it.
All right,
Mother
AJ.
3 is Earthbound, isn't it?
Mm, or, I get confused.
Or is Earthbound Mother 3?
Dun, dun, dun. And then Earthbound 2 might be Mother 2.
Damn.
It might be some weird shit like that.
Oh, some backward shit.
Because, you know, they're just releasing shit. You know, like, fuck, finally, people want it, so we'll play. And let's forget about that. We'll look into it later. Maybe we'll talk about it next week. I'll try to look into it and
maybe
explain it to you guys.
Maybe we will.
Got some news for us, AJ?
Yes.
How much you got left?
I got two more.
Me too.
So Xbox, going back to Xbox, like about them, right? Apparently there was some type of meeting. Microsoft head of gaming and Xbox, Phil Spencer, I guess during some type of other meeting, I think I talked about him saying some shit in the meeting last time too. There's some other shit he said, I guess, or some other meeting they had. This was a interview, actually, my bad. He hinted that the company is planning a TV streaming stick for its xCloud gaming service.
What?
Yeah. So kind of, so we all know that they're working on their xCloud shit. This is a streaming service. This is what everyone thinks they're heading toward now. They're going to stop doing consoles at some point and just focus on streaming games over the internet where you don't need a system. You just log in somewhere and you can play the game on whatever system, on a TV, or in this case, a streaming stick. So those little sticks you plug into the back of your TV and you get you your Amazon Fire your Amazon Fire sticks. We'll have the Google, what the fuck is that thing called? It's not Chrome. What's a Google thing called? Anyway, that little Google thing you plug in the back of your TV to get your streaming service and all that. Well, now Xbox and Microsoft is looking into doing this for Xbox. So imagine just plugging that shit in, getting a controller, and just playing right then and there.
Yeah.
So that's what they're going for. So that's something they're looking into, it looks like. So maybe we'll see that in a couple years. I think they're also saying they're planning on building, making a bundle with this. So if you get Xbox Game Pass, you can buy that in a bundle with the streaming stick. So like, it's almost like you're getting it for free. Mm-hmm. So that'd be crazy. People actually like physical copies. That's the argument. I think us older folks like the physical copies. I think all these kids nowadays have gotten so used to just getting digital shit that's going to be the norm in like 10 or 20 years.
I think that's what they want.
And
but I think they're going to pay one day because they're going to realize when fucking digital shit craps out sometimes, like, now you don't actually have anything. Like,
well, the worry is, too, that, yeah, I mean, like, consumers will be worried about that for sure.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think the gaming companies and all that are all for this digital shit, too, because, like, they get to control when it gets played and all that. So they'll get your $60. The game will be cool for, like, 3-4 years. And then they'll just cut you off. And, like, now the game doesn't work. And, yeah, you know, they made their money and they're good.
Tai Chi thinks the same as me. I think they're going to realize one day, like, that's kind of short-sighted. Like, eventually you're going to not be able to use that shit as you wanted to.
Yeah, some people will get there for sure. At the very least, we know now that people can complain pretty loud on Twitter and shit. So if a game does die out and fucking people start bitching about it, you know, I'm pretty sure the companies will come around and be like, okay, we'll turn this game back on. But then all those other smaller games that people don't really have a big, like, those games that don't have a big following, those are just going to die out.
Yeah,
I know there's been a few games already that have met that fate before, like where like the game just doesn't work anymore. Like what
Pilgrim,
I playing?
When we haven't promised, was Scott Pilgrim was a problem for a long time. Remember?
That's coming back though.
No,
which
now,
is cool.
But now,
but that was a problem. Fucking Puzzle Fighter. I still have
Puzzle
the app.
Fighter. Yeah. Puzzle
I still have the app. And does it work? No.
No.
Oh, but it's gonna give me this fucking message like, oh, this game doesn't work anymore, dude. If it fucking works right now, I'm gonna cry. I'll cry live on stream right now. What are you doing? Oh, no, it says connection. Yeah. You have lost network connection.
Retract.
Trying to connect. Dude, this shit works. No, this is going to be like this forever.
Yeah, that's
okay. No, the screen wasn't up. It was just loading.
All right, my turn.
But yeah, this is something that met that fate, though. But anyways, yeah, go for it. I'm done.
So, Ghostbusters. I'm sure we're real sad we're not getting that Stranger Things X Ghostbuster movie right away.
What the fuck is that a thing?
You know, because the kid from Stranger Things is in it. I'm like, it feels like Stranger Things to me. Like, but anyway, so apparently there will be some Ghostbuster shoes put out by Ghostbuster and Reebok.
These look pretty sick.
Bro, I'm fucking tripping out. I actually want them.
Yeah.
Now, initially we heard that these were going to come out for sale October 22nd. And they're going to launch at 12 p.m. at that time, in which case we wouldn't have got them because they would have been sold out by now. But yeah, they delayed it and said, we're going to hold it back for Halloween Day.
Oh, shit.
The 31st at midnight.
Y'all fucking up, dudes.
We got time. I mean, everyone got time to prepare right now and get these if you want.
Yeah.
They're going to be available on Reebok's website. You can actually go in the stores as well if you want. These are called the Ghost Mashers. The white ones are called the Ghost Mashers, and then the brown ones are called the Ghostbusters Classic Leather. And yeah, they're both specialties. The Ghost Masters are 150 per pair, and the Ghost Busters Classics are $100 each.
These look sick.
Yeah, I'm getting them. I think I'm gonna get the white ones.
The white ones look dope.
Yeah, I'm getting those for sure.
If I were to get them, those are the ones I would get too. Yeah. Like all that extra shit all over it.
I know, that shit looks so cool, and they have old school pumps on them too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So these are pretty cool. I'm definitely interested and excited for this. It's been a long time since Reebok had made something I kind of wanted.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they got the high tops and the low tops.
Reeboks before. Yeah. That's crazy.
There's also a limited edition. I didn't put it up on picture, but a limited edition full body jumper suit.
What?
It goes with the all browns. There's also a Reebok X Ghostbuster shirt and long sleeve to go with it too.
All right.
And those go with the white ones, the Ghostmasters.
Are they selling the Proton packs too?
They'd be sold out by me already.
Yo, dude, imagine the box, the shoe box. It looks like the Proton packs.
We'll never know until we buy them.
That'd be fucking sick. Just attach some straps on that shit and like a fucking vacuum hose and you're set.
Ghostbuster makes me feel good.
Right?
You know? Damn, who carries Reeboks? Foot Locker, anybody, right?
I have no clue.
Foot Locker even a thing anymore?
I don't really shop for other shoes anymore. Let's go to the Van store. I'm good. That's not true. I got some DCs this year, so.
Yeah, but keep an eye out for the Ghostmasters and the Classic Leathers. They'll be out. The 31st, Halloween Day.
Saturday.
AJ, last piece of news for you?
Yep, last one. It's kind of a funny one. I don't really talk about tech shit too much on here, but this was pretty techy. But T, you don't go to McDonald's that often.
Almost never.
Yeah. Almost never. But you ever gone to McDonald's, try to get yourself an ice cream cone, and you're like, oh, sorry, the fucking thing's broken. The machine's broken, right?
When McFlurries were still a thing, yes, I remember having that problem.
McFlurries, those fucking Sundays, anything like that, right? Machine's always fucking down when you want one. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't go to McDonald's often either, and I definitely don't get an ice cream. But I swear I've heard that myself like plenty of times.
It's definitely happened to me, for sure.
Yeah. So everyone's had that at least happen to them once, even if you don't go to McDonald's that often. Well, someone sick and tired of this bullshit too, right? And right now McDonald's has an app where you can actually place an order on the app and go and pick it up and all that, right? So this dude actually used the app and its API shit, and he placed an order for an ice cream cone at every McDonald's, and the app will tell you whether or not the machine's working. So he got all that data together and made a website that will tell you when the machine's broken. Now, when he first tried this out, he would have an ice cream on hold, like every minute. He would like ask for a ice cream at every store, and I think McDonald's kind of caught on and everything and kind of blocked him. So then he toned it down to ask like every 30 minutes. So every 30 minutes, it'll update now, and they're not bugging him with that. And he says he's placing about $18,000 worth of money for every ice cream cone, like in the U.S. or wherever this app will work at.
Damn.
And this shit got so popular that even the, the McDonald's VP of U.S. Communications, he found out about this. And he's like, yo, this shit's cool too. He's like, the buzz, what do you say? The buzz around this site comes as McDonald's franchise reported. What did they say? Oh, they said based off of this, after seeing this, that he wants to go now and make sure he goes and fix all the machines. And actually, this is helping him figure out which machines are broken so they can go send out help to go fix the machines and all that shit.
Wow.
I think they need to get better machines, though.
So they don't have to be fixed over and over,
I know, right?
That would make more sense.
Yeah. But yeah, this app, if you're interested, or it's not really an app, this is a website. It's called McBroken.com.
McBroken.
McBroken.com.
Damn, that's going to be my new handle. McBroken.
So if you want a Sunday, you want to make sure that McDonald's down the street, it has the working machine, maybe check out this website. It might let you know.
All right. My last piece of news. You ready?
Yeah.
You actually already know about this, AJ, but Oscar Isaacs has gotten the role to play the lead of Moon Knight. In other words, he will be Mark Spector Moon Knight.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I've been waiting to hear about this for a long time. And at first I was like, that makes Kevin Feige a liar. He said he wanted a Jewish guy to be him. But it turns out Oscar Isaac's dad is Jewish, actually. So he's actually lived up to his promise. Moon Knight is a Jewish actor.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so I'm like, this is pretty fucking cool. I'm like, this is a pretty badass guy to play this character. I'm just surprised and shocked. I think it's going to be good. It makes the show have even more gravity to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think Oscar Isaacs actually confirmed this, unlike She-Hulk. So that's for real. As a matter of fact, the three shows that got announced together, She-Hulk's the only one that doesn't have a lead actress. If Maslany Tatiana is telling us the truth, then that's the only one that doesn't have the lead actor, because they already got the little girl to play Kamala Khan, and they got him for Moon Knight now.
That's cool.
We just need She-Hulk.
Yeah, gotta confirm that shit. But that's cool. This is Poe, right?
Yeah, Poe Dameron.
From Star Wars.
Yeah, and if you've seen Annihilation, he was the husband. Like, I thought he played that really well. He's a soldier in that, so that makes sense that he's going to play Moon Knight, because this guy was a soldier before he became Moon Knight.
That's cool.
I
don't know shit about Moon Knight, so I'm not even sure how to feel about all this.
So he was a mercenary on a job. Right, and then his group got sent to Egypt. In the middle of the job, he got betrayed because he didn't want to do the bad thing or whatever, you know? Mm-hmm. And so his homies killed him, and they accidentally killed him in front of this ancient moon god statue, and his blood ran to that fucking statue, and that god told him, like, yo, if you serve me, I'll give you another chance.
Damn.
And that fool's like, oh, yeah, fuck yeah, I'm down. So he comes back to the life, you know? He takes the fucking... Because the statue has, like, the cloak of the moon god,
mm-hmm.
and he gets close to it and realizes it's a real cloak, and he takes it off, and he wears it, and bam, Moon Knight.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so a pretty cool-ass character.
Tai Chi says, don't forget he was Ivan News. I was like, what the fuck? And he's like, oh, my bad, he meant Apocalypse.
Yeah, he's Apocalypse, yeah.
I was like, damn, that was fucking forever ago. He's been around that long.
Yeah, he was Apocalypse, that's right. I keep forgetting that was him. He...
Looks like Ivan News. that's probably why he said that.
Yeah, man. Hey, check. But here's the crazy thing. I think you're going to find this interesting. The showrunner is going to be Jeremy Slater. You know, does that sound ring a bell?
Kind of, but I don't know why.
Umbrella Academy.
Oh, okay.
The guy who makes Umbrella Academy and runs that show is running this show.
That sounds cool.
I'm like, fuck yeah. With all the crazy shit with Klaus, bro. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, because the other thing is, oh, I didn't mention, he also has split personality disorder. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, he's also losing his shit as he's, because, you know, that God, the whole God thing coming back to life kind of traumatized him. So now he kind of has some split personality issues going on.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Interesting.
He's like a reverse Batman. That's what I was gonna say. He's got a gang of money because when he was a mercenary, he just stacked up a bunch of money. Because, you know, they get paid a bunch of money, and he never got a chance to use any of it.
That's funny.
So now that he doesn't have that job anymore, he's like, oh shit, I'm just sitting on all this fucking money. So now he's like Batman.
So he wasn't given any powers?
Yeah, he was. The God brought him back to life. He was given powers.
What kind of powers?
Super strength, speed, agility. But some people wonder if he really was given powers or if he's just crazy.
Oh, because so he's not that, like, you know, strong. He's not like a Superman status. But
no,
he's
like a few cuts below Spider-Man. Like, he's all you would almost think he's a regular person, but he's just so good at it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay.
So that's why people say he's like Batman, and some people wonder, if he even has the powers.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's pretty cool. It's good shit. So yeah, I'm excited. And that's the comic that Chris had let me borrow. The funny thing is, Chris let me borrow the comic the day before he got casted as Moon Knight. And that's funny. Like, oh, shit.
It's a sign.
It was a sign. The god Khonshu wants me to read the book, bro. but yes, that's...
Man, can't wait till the shit starts dropping, though.
Yeah, no, well, we're going to get the first one December 18th.
What's that?
WandaVision.
Okay, good.
It's the only thing we're confirmed to get is WandaVision. Everything else is on hold.
Damn, December?
December 18th, yeah.
Damn, that was going to be November something.
No. I wish.
It would have been cool if it came out like Halloween or some shit.
For that show, that would have been perfect. But we're getting Mandalorian in Halloween.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know what? Drop two, that Zeus shit where we saw.
Blood of Zeus.
Yeah, Blood of Zeus.
It dropped yesterday, huh? I forgot about that.
Just earlier this week. Yeah, either yesterday or Monday.
Yeah, I want to watch that shit. I want to see that shit. You gonna watch it?
I think I might check it out soon. We'll see.
All right. So what you got planned for your... Okay, so that's the first thing you're in focus week. What else are you going to do for your in focus week, AJ?
More Adventure Time. I don't know, just whatever comes up, you know, maybe play some more Rocket League. Diplomat's talking about playing some Rocket League. Maybe I'll hop on with him at some point. You know, Soul Calibur. I really want to focus on Soul more. I haven't played in weeks. The only time I played is only on Sunday nights.
I know. I need to play often now, like not just Sunday nights. Like, I'm trying to slowly do it more.
Yeah, because I have not been playing at all.
Yeah.
But I've been getting lucky, though, you know? And then... hopefully at some point maybe some more Among Us, you know, with some peoples. I don't know. There was talk of someone challenged me in Tekken.
Oh shit.
Who was challenged you in Tekken? Was it Reason? Where's Reason? I don't know who's not challenging you. Before in Moon Knight's canon, his powers were affected by the phase of the moon. That sounds cool.
That does sound cool.
That's an appropriate Moon Knight name, you know.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, Reason's on Steam. I know you saw Tai Chi talk about, because he just built his PC, new graphics card and all that shit. And he said he has Tekken on there. So maybe if we can find Reason, maybe get a lobby going, maybe over the weekend or something like that. We'll stay in touch. I'll let you know. So maybe that, I don't know. Try to read these damn comics. I opened the first page. I read the first page and fucking Power Rangers. That's all I've done so far.
I thought you were going to say Usagi Yojimbo.
No, I have that shit too, but I have two of these and I also have two of Usagi's too. So I'll get to it.
Yeah, it looks dope.
Yeah, I know. What the, is that fucking Zordon?
Damn, son.
What the fuck is happening?
is. What is he doing? Oh, for my unfocused week, I'm going to play... Yeah, I want to, like AJ, I want to play more...
Oh, Splatoon Splatfest?
Oh, shit. Is that this weekend?
Yes.
Fuck, I'll be
starts on. Friday.
I'll do it.
And so, throughout the weekend.
Splatfest it is. I'm definitely going
to
see...
Yo, okay. So I don't work on Halloween nights. Therefore, I'm free Halloween night. So if no one's doing anything, I'm playing Splatoon all night.
Is that what night is that? Friday night? Thursday?
Saturday.
Okay. Yeah, maybe I will be too, because I'm...
Maybe I'll cast it.
As for me, I'm going to be watching this movie called Let the Right One In. And it's funny because I asked my sister, she's like, is that like a romantic comedy? And I was like, that sounds funny. Like, and I could see what she means. Like,
okay, I see
and,
that.
I can automatically see a cover of a woman like this. And then two guys like on different sides of a door or something. Like, I don't know. And I was like, I'm like, wow. I'm like,
a romantic comedy?
Yeah. And I was like, no, Shania, it's a fucking horror movie. And she's like, oh, is it about vampires? I'm like, yeah.
Okay.
Because, you know, let the right one in. You know, okay. Vampires can't enter your house unless you invite them in.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I'm guessing the movie's about multiple vampires and maybe one of them's good. And
Matthew McConaughey leading. Leaning?
Leading. I think he meant leading.
I think he meant leading too. But yeah.
But yeah.
So when he said that, I was thinking more of a like political drama for some reason. I don't know why.
It's such an open title. Yes. It's such an open title. It could mean anything. But yeah. No, it's about vampires. Okay. And, yeah, so I'm going to check that out. But otherwise, I'm going to... Yeah, played Splatfest, like AJ said, squeezing a little more Soul Calibur, and I want to read more of my X-Men comics. I haven't been reading them in the past couple months. I've been reading other stuff.
I haven't been reading at all.
Yeah. I think that's about it. The main things. Oh, no, that's not true. There's a new horror movie that I've been waiting to see by the guys Benson and Jason Benson and something Bentley. They're the guys who made the
Is it the two puppets from The Scientists and The Muppets?
Not those guys, but nice try, though. It's pretty close. One of those guys, they made a movie called The Endless, which I really like.
That's his name.
Called The Endless, which is on Netflix. I really recommend that movie. I'm going to tell you what their names are. They made a new movie called Synchronic, and it has Anthony Mackie in it.
Mm.
And that just came out. I'm going to go to a drive-in and see that shit.
Oh, shit.
Tomorrow. So I'm excited to check that shit out. And, yeah, I've seen all their horror movies, and they're all good. And this new one.
Gotta let us know how that drive-in experience is.
I miss them, bro.
In the 2000s.
I know, dude. I miss drive-ins. I'm excited to check it out.
It's been 30 years.
Yeah, dude.
Maybe a little less than 30.
When was the last time you've been to one?
Shit.
Shit.
I know. I think I saw Batman Returns in movie theaters. I saw Power Rangers in the drive-thru.
The drive-in?
Yeah. And a drive-in. I saw Hunchback, so I'm not sure which one of those came first: Power Rangers, Batman Returns, or Hunchback with Notre Dame. But I remember seeing those in a drive-in.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Well, I'll let you know what it's like. I can't wait. I think that's about it.
Might have seen Lion King in drive-in too, maybe. Anyways, all right. We outs.
We outs.
We see you next week. We'll see you guys next month.
Yeah. Stay alive through Halloween, motherfuckers.
Diplomat saw the original Mortal Kombat in drive-in. That's crazy. Wow.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Anyways. All right. What button is it? Is this one?
Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28 every Thursday.
Wednesday.
Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at unfocusedpodcast. Subscribe, you know, like.
Also, you can subscribe to our podcast show, The Audio Version, on Apple Podcasts, or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
Collision28.com/Discord to join the Discord.
Watch that video I sent you?
I don't think so. Shout out to Reason for this ending theme track. Oh, why didn't we talk about this? I don't know.
It's over!
Don't forget to subscribe!